This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We were just breaking down some of the upcoming MLB draft to help us talk about that and even more. D1Baseball.com SEC writer Mark Etheridge. Always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Absolutely. Love talking ball with you guys.
Appreciate it. And yeah, last night it was pretty exciting. We got an earlier tweet from Jay Johnson just with the emoji of a tiger. So we knew something exciting was happening. Your teammate, Kendall Rogers, putting out, stay tuned to Instagram and Twitter, Tiger fans, around 10 o'clock at night our time. So I was like, oh man, I got to stay up now, find out what's going on. And comes to find out, well, another top pitcher coming to LSU, UC San Diego's Anthony Ianson. What can you tell us about this guy?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a talented kid, Team USA guy. He was the ace at UC San Diego this year, was really kind of, I guess, came on as the year got on. There's a lot of buzz about him as the season progressed. And definitely, he's one of these smaller schools, smaller conference guys that, you know, that you always wonder, how are they going to do when the competition elevates? You know, you move into the SEC, and with him being able to go to Team USA and play against, you know, top-notch competition, he's been able to prove he can hang. And I do think that's going to give, you know, he's going to come into LSU, and he's going to be a weekend guy who certainly has the opportunity to compete for a spot, potentially even the Friday spot if things go perfectly well for him. So definitely one of the better additions that anyone has had, you know, across the country from a portal standpoint.
I think it's an interesting point that you made, Mark, because it seems like that's who's, like, Jay's been targeting throughout this transfer portal process, is those smaller school guys, like, yeah. Obviously Devin Sheeran from Mount St. Mary's and Zach Cowan from Wofford, the ace there, and a couple guys from Indiana State, Jacob Myers from Nichols, who we're familiar with down here. Also recently, Daniel Dickinson from Utah Valley, he's targeting these really talented guys that have just lit up kind of these lower leagues, and they're confident that they can come to the SEC and produce.
Yeah, it's absolutely the case. And I think there's two parts there. One is, it's, you know, those type of players and those programs are eager to come to the SEC and just be part of all of this, right? The atmosphere and the chance to play for championships and all those things that are, you know, that they really don't have the opportunity to do at their old school. And then the other part of this is, you know, in the first few years of the portal, we saw a lot of, you know, SEC to SEC or ACC to SEC. And now I think that's slowed a little bit. Schools have gotten better at retention and keeping some of the players that they really want. And the ones that are leaving now are going for playing time, right? So those elite players that an LSU or an A&M or a Tennessee, those kind of programs would want to get, those aren't leaving as often, right? So there are fewer of those guys. So you really do have to look a little deeper and find these find guys who have produced at a lower level, but also have the projectability that they're going to be able to produce at a higher level. And it's always a crapshoot, right? Some of these guys are going to do great, and some of them are not. And that's going to be the whole fun part of the spring, because it's not just LSU. A lot of schools are doing this. Georgia's got a ton of transfer guys, too. how does the competition affect how productive they are?
Einson was an interesting addition, and we talked a little bit about him there. But Dickinson, the one that I kind of referred to in the last question, Mark, I think that one of the biggest issues for LSU baseball this past year, offensively at least, was the lack of finding that true kind of leadoff guy. And it, just looking at Dickinson's numbers and his build and everything that he's done over his first 2 years at Utah Valley, he almost seems like the prototypical leadoff hitter. I mean, 32 stolen bases this past year, on-base percentage of .468, a lot of walks, 35 walks, 15 hit-by-pitches to only 28 strikeouts. He doesn't strike out a lot. I know that this is Utah Valley, and it's going to be a step up in competition, obviously, but it just feels like Jay Johnson, as well as, you know, targeting these talents, he also has positions or spots in the lineup in line for these guys. And I think that Dickinson really does project as a really solid leadoff hitter.
Yeah, I mean, he's a player people were excited about. And when he entered the portal, he had tons of interest and honestly could have gone just about anywhere. So that's another one of these top gets that LSU was able to wrangle, you know, because they had a lot of competition for him. And your point's good. I mean, he did hit 18 home runs there last year, and while you don't really expect him to do that in the SEC, it does show that he's got some pop. So if he doesn't hit leadoff, he could certainly go, you know, and be a run producer for you. But with 32 stolen bases, and I know the catchers in that league are nowhere near, you're going to see the pop times in the SEC, but still, it just goes to show the athleticism, and he'll be able to at least give you an opportunity to hit near the top of the order. Assuming, I mean, he hit .376 as a freshman, .367 last year. I mean, if he hits .330, you know, you got to be just thrilled with it.
A little off topic here, Mark, a guy that's just, since getting to the MLB, just been dominating. We saw another great performance today from Paul Skeens. Just your take on what this guy's been bringing now to baseball. I feel like so many people are jumping on the Skeens bandwagon now and are getting just excited over it just because of what this guy can do.
Yeah, they're catching up with us, aren't they?
Right.
I mean, you know, he was just so dominant last year, unlike any we've really seen at the college level in a long time. But even those dominant college pitchers don't go on to big league baseball, one, and get promoted that quickly. But then, two, once they get there, usually they get beat around a little bit, you know, while they're trying to figure out how to do it. And the splinker he's added has really been a difference-making pitch. And I think because of that, he's probably got the best pitch in baseball, and we saw how mentally tough he was. He's just such a great competitor, but he's also relaxed. You know, it's that fighter pilot mentality. He doesn't get rattled if things don't go your way. And, you know, baseball is a sport of failure, and that's a big part of that maturation process as you elevate any level, right? You go from high school to college or maybe a smaller school to an SEC, and then certainly as you get to the absolute pinnacle of the sport, you're going to fail a lot, but this guy's been able to handle it. The things that he did so well last year, you know, pitching, guys would get on base and he was able to not let it bother him and go ahead and, you know, put them away. Well, he's doing that now, except now, I mean, like today, he only had gave up one walk and no hits in seven innings. I would have loved to see what he could do, if he could finish that no-hitter off, but I guess maybe there'll be another day for him, because he struck out 11, don't give up any hits in seven innings. You're doing something right, and apparently, you know, he's going to be in position to do this, you know, all year.
Yeah, it's the second time now the Pirates have actually yanked him while he had a no-hitter going. You think that's just they're trying to keep him, you know, that arm safe on a pitch count?
Yeah, I mean, I'd read that he's kind of on a pitch count for the year, right? A workload watch for the year.
Gotcha.
And that played into the fact, you know, they didn't start bring him up immediately. They waited until, you know, a month or so into the year before they did that. And you're just being careful with him, a guy who, you know, they've got so much invested in, and the Pirates, I mean, they're probably not going to be a playoff team unless something changes. So I think they're just trying to be very careful with this great talent that they have that can be the foundation of their roster for the foreseeable future.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Going from one number one overall pick to the next.
Hey,
I think
good segue.
2024 draft class is fascinating, Mark. It's loaded with college talent that we're all very familiar with. But the number one overall pick for the Cleveland Guardians, I think it's an interesting spot for them. They're obviously already one of the better teams in the American League, and they have the number one overall pick. That's just how the MLB lottery and all that stuff works, just based off of last year's results, and it happens in the middle of the summer. So it's a fascinating process. But if you're the Cleveland Guardians, this is my question to you first off, Mark. Who are you taking number one overall? I know that it's been tossed around. D1 Baseball had released their top 200 prospects from college, and y'all had at number one Jack Caglione. I think that's a very fair pick for number one. Charlie Condon, I think, is in that conversation. Travis Bazzana is the betting favorite, and J.J. Weatherholt's right behind him. I think it's going to be one of those four guys. But if you're the Cleveland Guardians right now, who are you taking at pick number one?
Well, I really like Cags. I mean, just watching him the last couple of years, he's just different. He's such a freak athletically. I think he's going to be a hitter only in the pros. You know, we wondered if he was going to be a two-way guy, and I think that ship sailed. He's improved so much offensively. I think that once he concentrates on hitting only, I mean, he could be one of the best hitters in the game. Nothing against Charlie Condon, who I love, and in a normal year, he'd be my number one pick. But I think, for me, it's Cags. I don't know what the other, you know, I've seen some mock drafts where some are worried about his swing and miss, but he's hitting 119-mile-an-hour singles. I mean, it's just it's unprecedented for in college baseball. I haven't seen anything like him. I mean, just from a raw power standpoint, who can do it consistently? Now, the other side of this is there's a soundability concern for a lot of these guys, and that's where our Weatherholt has kind of moved up, and some people think that he could be the number one overall pick because he's not going to be quite as expensive, and then that will allow them to do some other things. So there's all those other factors. You know, it's not just who you feel is the best player. It's organizational fit. It's signability. It's all these other factors. But it's going to be fascinating to see because, you know, we got to see both Condon and Caglione up close these last 2 years, and they're two of the best, you know, certainly the best of this generation. You look back last year and you had Skeens and Cruz. You had two really, you know, and Wyatt Langford. You had those great players at the top. And then we look this year, and in the SEC, you got those two guys, and Hagen Smith may be the best pitcher in the draft this week. So all of that, and it just goes to show you that the SEC is elevated to a point where not only do you have guys that are going at the top of the draft, but their wait time in the minor leagues has really shrunk for those top elite guys. You know, look at Langford, you look at Skeens, and there'll be others, right? So it's it's really a fascinating approach to the draft, because these guys that we're used to watching in college ball, sometimes you kind of lose them when they go to the minors. Well, I don't think we're going to be losing a lot of these guys, because they're not going to be in the minors very long.
Looking at some of the LSU players going to be in this MLB draft, do you project or think that any could end up coming back to the school and instead of, you know, pursuing their, you know, their next career in the major leagues and opt to come back for another year under Jay Johnson?
Yeah, I mean, certainly that's an opportunity. Certainly Tommy White, Luke Holman, Gage Jump, those guys are gone.
Right.
Jared Jones he went out to the prospect camp and showed off. I think he helped his stock enough.
Darn.
He's gonna likely get the opportunity to sign. After that, though, it's gonna depend on, you know, like with Herring, it's gonna depend on, you know, how high he goes and what kind of offer. And it's not just about that. It's also what some of their other signees do, right? So if he goes and say the sixth round, but that team doesn't sign its fourth round pick or third round pick, then there's more money to play with. On the flip side of that, if he goes sixth and all the top ones sign and some of them are over slot, then maybe he didn't get as good an offer. And maybe LSU kicks in some NIL money and it makes sense for him to come back and try to elevate his stock for next year. So a lot of moving pieces there. And that's what, you know, that's the different part about the draft in the last couple of years, is there are legitimate options to come back, where before you kind of lost your leverage, and you still might lose some leverage, but you're getting paid from an NIL standpoint if you come back. So it's certainly not you're probably not getting dollar for dollar, but it's enough that you can bet on yourself while still making money and hope that you elevate your stock for the following year.
Especially for those draft-eligible sophomores as well, Mark, where they can come back for a junior campaign. And then if they up their stock and they go from, like, let's say, a fifth-round pick to a second- or first-round pick, then obviously the slot value goes up and they get more money in that situation. I agree 100%. Before we let you run, I wanted to get your thoughts. With the MLB draft coming up, obviously a lot of new teams are going to be shaped up by the guys that get signed and go off to the professional careers, or they come back and decide to come back for college for at least another year or so. D1 baseball, what's the general kind of gauge on LSU for 2025? I know that y'all had your Omaha, 8 for Omaha already a couple weeks ago, and this is even before the draft started, and I think almost all of them had LSU as an Omaha squad and caliber team. And based off of, you know, a lot of the moves that Johnson's made in the portal, as we've talked about, going after these smaller school guys that are hungry for success at the next level and ready to prove themselves and kind of be that next Paul Skeens, right? I think that LSU's got an interesting squad for this upcoming year. They have a ton of pitchers, and so Jay Johnson's going to have to kind of shape that all out of who's going to be in what role on the weekends and the midweek and all that stuff. But it's a good problem to have, and just wanted to get your gauge on LSU before the draft even starts.
Yeah, I think the way I see them at this point is they're a team with a lot of very good players. I don't know where the superstar is, and it's not to say someone won't emerge, right? And it's very strong likelihood with all those very good ones that somebody takes that next step. But that's the question I have. And you know, you don't have to have that elite guy, but it sure helps if you do. And so that would be the question for LSU. But, yeah, they're going to be, you know, unless something crazy happens, they're going to be a top 7 or 8 minimum in the preseason, probably way, you know, way higher than that, depending on, you know, how the portal and the draft shake out. But, yeah, a lot to be excited about in LSU. I fully expect they'll be back hosting a regional and right in that Omaha mix again next spring.
You're the best, Mark. Me and Charlie love you. Appreciate the time as always.
Yep. Enjoyed it, guys.
Thanks,
definitely.
Mark.
Definitely. D1Baseball.com SEC writer Mark Etheridge. Again, with great stuff there. Make sure you check out their work at D1Baseball.com. Also, their podcast available on the YouTube channel. We're going to take a break and step away. Be right back. Want to hear from you on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. Sound off. We'll be back,
Steve,
right here on WWO.
Hopefully,
yes, sir.
When LSU's hosting the regional, we won't have those lightning delays this upcoming year.
Right, exactly.
Drats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.